بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abdullah al-Huzni rahmatullah alayhi narrates, I asked Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the mu'adhin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to inform me about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's manner of expenses and method of spending. He replied, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never assumed responsibility of financial matters. I was responsible for the finances from the time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received prophethood until his demise. Whenever any Muslim came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he was inadequately dressed, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would instruct me to make arrangements. I would then take a loan on behalf of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, purchase the necessary clothing or food when necessary, and I would hand it over to the person. One day an all-Muslim came to me and said, O Bilal, I am a wealthy person and I could make wealth available to you according to the loans you require. Hence, do not take any loans from anyone besides me. As Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu accepted the offer and resorted to this person in the hours of need. He narrates, one day, as I was busy performing wudu, this non-Muslim accompanied by a few businessmen came up to me. When he saw me, he said, O Abyssinian, and I responded by saying, Labbaik. He then spoke very harshly to me and said, Do you know how many days are left for the end of the month? I said, The month end is very near. He said, There are only 4 days left, and I'm going to enslave you for the money that you owe me. I neither extended my courtesy to you in veneration for you or for your prophet. Instead, I trapped you into taking this loan so that I could enslave you and that you would serve me and be a shepherd of my animals. Saying this, he left. As Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, I was extremely perturbed and overwhelmed with anxiety. I called out the adhan and performed Isha Salah. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned to his home, I went to visit him and sought his permission to enter. I narrated the entire incident to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and then said, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are unable to settle this debt presently and neither do I have the finances to deal with it. Permit me to run away for a while until you receive wealth which will settle this debt. I then returned to my home and took out my sword, leather socks, shield and shoes and kept them at my bedside. Every time I fell off to sleep, I would awaken with a fright. Eventually, with the first crack of true dawn, I set off to leave. All of a sudden, a person came running and shouted, O Bilal, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seeks you. I set off towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when I arrived there, I saw 4 camels heavily laden with wealth. When I met Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Glad tidings, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent wealth to settle your debt. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked me, Did you not see the 4 camels laden with wealth? I informed him that I had seen them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then told me that all of that was for me. The camels were laden with cloth and grains. The governor of Fadak, a place, sent it as a gift to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I was then instructed to settle my debts. I offloaded the camels and called out the adhan for Fajr Salah. After Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam completed the Salah, I went out towards Jannat al-Baqi, placed my fingers in my ears and screamed at the top of my voice, Whoever has loaned money to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should come to collect his dues. I sold all the wealth and settled the debts until all Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's debts were cleared. At the end, there were 2 or 1.5 uqiyas of silver coins remaining. I returned to the masjid after the greater part of the day had lapsed and found Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seated therein all alone. I greeted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he inquired about the debts. I informed him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has settled all the debts and no creditors remained. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked me if there was a surplus and I informed him about what was left. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, See if you can relieve me of the leftover wealth as I am not going to return to any of my wives until I am relieved from them. That night after performing Isha Salah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called me and asked about the surplus. I informed him that no needy person had come and the wealth was still available. Consequently, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent the night in the masjid. On the second day towards the evening, 2 travelers arrived and I took them to purchase food and clothing. After the Isha Salah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again called me and asked about the surplus. I said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has relieved you from the burden. In delight, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited the takbir and praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam feared that death should come upon him while such wealth remained in his possession. He then got up to leave and I followed him. He went to the homes of each one of his wives and greeted them and eventually retired to the wife with whom he was to spend the night. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding and give us the talab to pay our debts on time, inshaAllah.